from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
Well, it's freezing, literally. Meteorologist Ed Kieser has details on the weather in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A University of Illinois men's gymnastics coach who trained U.S. gymnasts at the Beijing Olympics has resigned for personal reasons, according to a school official. A published report, meanwhile, says he was being investigated for possible misconduct. Assistant Athletic Director Kent Brown says John Valdez left his job as men's assistant coach on October 17th. Citing unnamed sources, the Chicago Tribune said Valdez resigned amid allegations of possible misconduct. Robin Kaler, the university's associate chancellor for public affairs, says campus police were investigating a camera found in a locker room on campus. However, Kaler declined to say whether that was linked to Valdez's resignation. Brown was not sure where on campus the camera was found. Kent Brown, the assistant athletic director. Valdez served as a personal coach for U of I gymnasts and interim assistant coach Justin Spring, a bronze medalist at the Beijing Olympics. The Champaign School Board has voted to remove a novel from a summer reading list for a sophomore-level course after a parent complained about its content. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Even the parent who filed the complaint says The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini is a fine novel about two friends growing up in late 20th century Afghanistan. But Cindy Harmon says a crucial element in the story, the rape of one boy by an older boy, was not something her daughter should have been required to read over the summer in preparation for a sophomore year honors English course at Centennial High School.
I'm not book banning, you know, put it in the library, put it, you know, in the senior class, but to require chosen material for my 14 to 15-year-old, I felt that this was unnecessary.
But Champaign Central High School teacher Diane Salfelder says The Kite Runner is okay for her students because its focus is not on the rape itself, but on how the act affects the book's characters in later years.
It is not entirely explicit in the book, and I found my students able to deal with it very maturely.
But several school board members said they understood Harmon's concern. They voted 5-2 to remove The Kite Runner from the sophomore course's summer reading list. The vote does not bar the book's use in other courses. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Last night's Champaign School Board meeting was held in Savoy, so it could conclude a joint meeting with the Savoy Village Board. The topic was a new school for the village, which hasn't had a public school in its borders since the 70s. School Board President Dave Tomlinson told the trustees if Champaign County voters approve a countywide school facility sales tax next week, it'll finance a new elementary school there. Mayor Robert McCleary says they need a new school more than ever. He points to data from Savoy's latest special census that showed the town was attracting many young families with children.
We're getting a lot of kids, and I think that they're excited about the fact that the plan shows a school in Savoy for their children, so their kids can walk to school like a lot of other kids do around in this community.
Most of Savoy lies too far away from any school to have one that would be the area's main school under the district's schools of choice policy. That would change if a new school is built in Savoy. If the school facility sales tax passes, Tomlinson says they plan to have a new school in Savoy ready to open in 2011. Operations at Carrie Busey School would then be moved to the Savoy School. The Carrie Busey building would be used as a transitional building while other schools are being renovated. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office is expected to perform an autopsy today to determine how long a boy identified as Jennifer Hudson's nephew has been dead. Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss says a motive remains unclear in the murders of the Oscar-winning actress's mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew. Police have characterized the killings as domestic-related. Authorities have been questioning the boy's estranged stepfather, who's being held in state custody on a parole violation. No one has been charged in the slayings yet. Community development officials in Urbana say the city's rental registration program is doing its job 18 months after it began. The city approved the mandatory registration on worries rental housing wasn't being inspected regularly enough for compliance to standards. Community Development Director Libby Tyler says Urbana has added enough staff to reach its goal of inspecting rental housing at least once every 5 years. She says the city council should keep the program going basically as is.
We do just have one very small alteration to allow for a fee exemption for some of our apartment units that serve the disabled in the community and are funded by the state. Those are not currently fee exempt, and we're recommending that those become fee exempt, just like our HUD subsidized properties.
Landlords have to pay fees to register with the city. Tyler says a survey of them finds about half of them approve of mandatory registration. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for an in-depth look at weather. It's freezing, Ed.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be colder tonight than it is right now, huh?
I think so, because it'll be clear all night instead of just part of the night, and the wind will be a little bit lower all night than just part of the night.
Well, you called this yesterday morning when we were talking about the first hard freeze. Here we are.
Actually, I think I called it last week before I took a couple days off that we would probably go down to freezing conditions here early this week. It appeared even in the middle of last week that the air mass coming in was cold enough to cause a freeze. So this should be a surprise to no one, as this one did have some advance notice. And unlike some of the first